The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 2nd, 1977, in Bhubaneswara, India.
They said intelligence is a molecular interaction in the nervous system, in the brain.
So, but that is not the brain.
They said the brain is
two physical elements, just like electricity contacting. But the electricity as it is not the web or the physical things. It is subtle.
Yes, it is subtle.
But what or that, this subtle cannot be seen, but the thing is there.
That is actually true. That is a fact. So for example, in the law of gravitation, the Newton's laws of gravitation, though the mathematical formula can be established, but we do not know how it acts. It is
unseen.
Yeah, it is unseen, and it is inconceivable, but it is there. That science admits that. Even Newton admitted.
So why not so?
Yeah, that's what actually we are bringing to our discussion. That these laws exist, but these laws are beyond our knowledge or beyond our comprehension. In other words, it is achinta. It is inconceivable. But these laws are there.
Achinta, chinta. Because we can understand there is.
Yeah.
But not within our experience.
Yeah, that is the point.
So it is not achinta, it is chinta.
Yeah, we perceive that these laws exist, but how these laws existing, we do not know.
That is another thing. But you have to admit that it exists.
Yeah, it exists.
Similarly, we have to accept that the soul exists.
Yeah, in fact, that is the point that we are also bringing. The soul and
the soul exists, the mind exists, the intelligence exists, although they are not perceivable by this gross sense.
And the consciousness exists.
Everything exists. That we have to place in a scientific discussion. Now, this certain situation carrying the soul above that certain situation, there is a gross situation, that is his body. So, they are stressing on the gross situation, but subtle situation, they have no knowledge, but it is perceived very.
That is true.
That we have to know. The subtle situation can carry the soul to the spiritual. As there is spirit and matter, two things. Apara and para, that is, we can perceive and we get it from Krishna's statement, apara para. So, the bhaya-media between this para and apara has this subtle situation. So, if the subtle situation is spiritualized, then the soul is transferred to the spiritual. This we have to do. We have to light and tend to this knowledge. We are seeing simply the gross situations but the soul is being carried by the subtle situation. Therefore, they are thinking this grass situation, body is finished, everything is finished. That's not the fact. Kali Andhra Prak. Vira Sattva. That is the drawback.
Hmm?
That is the drawback.
Everything
drawback simply bluff. That's all. Then, Rama Vaktasya Kutu Mandana. Anyone who is not a devotee of the body, his whole life is drawback. There is no value. And he is condemned so much. Duskisina, Mura, Paradhava, Maya, Puja, Patyani. So condemned. Most mischievous, rascal, as lesser than mankind. And so he has passed so many degrees, and Maya, Puja, then finished. It's so condemned. So, anyone who has no knowledge about this Krishna consciousness, don't give any position. Any position. It is nothing. Because you find it. When a man becomes mad, what position? He may be high court judge. But because he hasn't become man, he has no position. Usually. You may say that I could judge that one. That's all right. But his present position, because he's man, no help. I've seen my father-in-law's house in Fort. There was a famous scientist, Indu Madhav Mallik. You know
Mallik?
Hindu Madhav Mallik. He was engineer, medical practitioner, and scientist. Of course, he was practicing medical. And a great scholar. Great scholar, he used to study. He passed engineering, medical examination, and ordinary PhD like that. Later on, he became so mad and naked. He was running on the street in front of my father and myself. So what was his value? The same man, being so much educated in so many, but when he became mad, who cares for him? Anyone who is under the influence of this material energy is like that. Although he is part and parcel of God, he is mad. Pishasi paile janam apichchanna hai, maya gasta jiver sai dasau. As soon as man becomes mad, then he is finished. And whatever he speaks, that is all madness. There is no importance. This is mad. Basic principle is mad.
The madness that the scientists are experiencing is different from that. They're rather illusioned. In the sense that they know very little of some part of law, natural law. Then from there they try to extrapolate to different degrees.
So many ways. But just to understand, a very educated man, when he becomes mad, he will say, no. What is that?
For example,
he cannot give in the same position. I got that just like this. When you become mad, you cannot give it. That you sit down and no, that's not. Finish. Again, by treatment, if you come, if you bring him in sanity, then he can work. the potentiality, potency is not finished. But since he has become man, his qualification is finished.
There is also an argument. For example, in a circle, like a, let's say a big circle, now science, a mathematician can find an equation from just taking small two points, forming a follow the straight line, equation of straight line. Now from there, he can conclude that if you continue that circle, along the circumference, it may be a straight line, but actually it is a circle. So his first knowledge that two points forming an equation of straight line, that's not going to give the circumference of the circle. In other words, he concludes that instead of a circle, it may be a straight line. So we are saying that, so our knowledge of the certain thing is very limited. From there, if we extrapolate something which is beyond our actual knowledge, then it becomes just becomes false.
Yes. Beyond our knowledge is false. It is false. But beyond our knowledge, when we receive from authority, same example, beyond my knowledge, he is my father. But if we receive it from mother, it is correct. Subject matter is beyond my knowledge. But if I receive the knowledge from the right person, then it is correct. Arhopantavaro. There are so many things in our conditional state beyond our knowledge. Therefore, we have to take shelter of Veda, Sruti. This is our problem. Veda, that knowledge is perfect, coming from God, by, from Prasistha, from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Nara, Nara to Vyasa. That this is perfect. Otherwise, this way is all imperfect. That way it is perfect.
The deductive knowledge.
That is what.
We have a chapter on descending process, the right process of acquiring knowledge must be descending.
That knowledge is Aham Adhiri Devana. Krishna says, Devanam, in this material world, the first Deva is Brahma. First Deva is Vishnu. So Vishnu and Krishna is the same. But actually, others, it begins from Brahma. From Brahma, Shiva, Narada, like that. They are all devas. The Krishna says, Aham Madhiri Devana. Therefore, this knowledge is coming directly from Krishna through the Parampara system. And the Bhagavad Gita is the same thing. The Lord coming down still to facilitate the business, is speaking. That is your heart. Directly to the human being, Arjuna. Therefore, this is the right source of knowledge.
We're trying to do some experiments on biology. to support our statements.
So actually, yesterday there was one doctor here.
He stayed long and we talked together. He had PhD from the United States.
Mm.
Found out he was in the audience.
In science?
Yeah, he was in agriculture. He had his PhD from the University of Missouri. I was talking about doing some experiments with him. I wanted to do this experiment to prove that life in the living body, the chemical reactions in the living body, different from normal chemistry that we know. In fact, there are some examples. And there's a French scientist called Gavran in France. He's doing some experiment along these lines. And I wrote him a letter saying how this is latest findings. He has written some small two books called Biological Transmutations. It's mainly in France, but French, but it's translated in English. And he wrote me back saying that some of his findings are beyond our chemistry that we know of at this time. And so, and that is very useful in our concept that life is non-physical or non-chemical, to prove that on purely scientific basis. That
non-chemical, non-physical, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Non-chemical.
Yes, but we want to prove it, to show it on experimental basis. So it's a very simple experiment. We germinate some seeds like barley or rice, and we calculate the amount of, let's say, calcium. Contains some elements, calcium and magnesium. Now we calculate the amount of calcium before it germinates, the total amount of calcium. Now it can be germinated in a filter paper. It's called acellulose. Means it's completely composed of pure cellulose. And we germinate and we put water. That water is completely devoid of calcium. It's very called deionized water. In other words, it removes all the ions like calcium and magnesium. And then it germinates. Now, when it germinates, if we analyze the calcium content, then they found that, Caron found that the amount of calcium has increased. So we don't know how that calcium is coming. And that is beyond chemistry, or present knowledge of chemistry. And if we can show that.
That is due to germination. That soul has come, germinated, and it has produced chemistry.
Yes, something is coming from somewhere.
Yes, and that is so.
And there's another nice experiment. There's a parasite called Spanish moss. It's available pretty much in Florida. All the from the trees, this moss coming down, and found that the Spanish moss grows in copper wire, and then it produces iron. So here's some nice experiments. And this can be done in the Department of Agriculture.
That means life produces matter.
Yes.
It's not saying matter produces life. This is established. When there is life, these matters come out. Iron, things like that.
There are some experiments along those lines. And there's another nice experiment, which is shown by a German scientist. He just died not too long ago. His name is Hauska. He was doing some experiments with the moon, with the moonlight. So what he did was, he measured the amount of a certain element in a plant or flower. I don't get to remember. And he measures according to the waxing and the waning of the moon. And sometimes it becomes maximum at the full moon night.
All vegetables.
Yes.
Very influenced by moon.
And this is a nice experiment, this is a curve.
Moon size. Similarly, the sign, Brahma Jyoti, is full of brilliance.
So these are beyond science. These are beyond.
You do not know that science. Not beyond.
Beyond science is beyond our present science.
Yes.
Scientific knowledge.
Present science is imperfect. It is inside, within science. There is spiritual science. Not beyond science. Jnanam Vijnanam. There is Vijnanam. That's why I have named the magazine Abhijnana. They are busy with Jnana. Jnanam me paramam goyam jad vijnana saman. The Bhagavad Gita is also there. What is that? Aham te pravakshami anasuyami. Jnanam se ham savijnanam pravakshami anasuyami. Find out this part. Yes. Yes. So, be in contact with all these big scientists all over the country and their correspondents. Agitate this science.
Jnanam kevam sabhijnanam idam bhakshyami asesata yasya tvameha bhuyo nyas yatvam avasisayate. So now declare unto you in full this knowledge what phenomenal and non-phenomenal, by knowing which there shall remain nothing further to be known. Srila Prabhupada said that we should translate this as a practical scientific knowledge, the title of the sermon, Sabhijnanam. So we write within the parenthesis, practical scientific knowledge. Is that
that's right.
And the Americans will understand that.
That's what we'll be doing. We'll go to, as soon as we finish this, then we have a desire to meet all the scholars in all fields.
All universities to go. All universities. You three, four, go. Talk with them. Must be the right scholars.
Some time ago, three of us.
Formally, you learn a scholar, you used to do that. Digvijay. I have got this knowledge. Challenge. Come on. Defeat me, or I defeat you. So we were a devotee, he becomes a disciple. Digvijay. Just like one Digvijay Pandit came in our day to defeat the learned scholar of our day in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Devuke.
Kashmir.
So this was the system. So you go out, Digvijay, travel all over the world. Now you are qualified to stay. They must defeat you. Or if they are defeated, they must accept. This is one. Digvijayi Pandit.
A few months ago, I went to Boston. And three of us went to MIT.
MIT, right.
Yeah. We went to the...
I challenged them, and I... Where is your technology department? A dead man can't begin his life.
They have a big building, Sir Prabhupada, called Artificial Intelligence, Department of Artificial Intelligence. So we just went just to see what they're doing. First of all, they didn't want us to come. Then we requested it. We come from far, and we are interested in mathematics and in computer, in science, and we want to know what this artificial intelligence that you are doing. Then finally, they allowed us to come in. So we went in, and there was a PhD student who was doing his PhD work on this computer. And then he showed us all the labs they have. And then
he was in.
Yes. Then we started talking about intelligence. What is intelligence? And then we thought that there is intelligence, there must be consciousness. And then we had a round table, some sort of a conference. And he was telling us that the intelligence, artificial intelligence, what they mean is that in the future they'll have cars or aeroplanes driven, let's say, aeroplanes driven without a pilot, cars driven without
that
a
can we
driver.
That can be done.
That can be done.
That can be done. That
will be done.
They're doing now.
Yes.
So, just like they're sending spokesmen, but the working is going on in the laboratory.
Yes.
So that there is no intelligence. Intelligence here in the laboratory.
Yes. That is the point.
Yes.
And then we said then the name artificial intelligence, is, the title itself is wrong.
Yes.
It shouldn't be used.
Yes.
They have many plans. They have many dollars to spend with. And their faculty was about some 30 or 35 members, professors. They have about 25 students, business students. Then finally they said that this student said they have been trying to do so many things, but they are failing in so many ways. And then I said, why do you spend the time like this? They said, it's just for fun. Get money and...
House police.
They have to keep themselves busy doing something.
That is the police. They have no intelligence. Still, they have to pose themselves as intelligent and draw money. Pose themselves as intelligent among the fools and take money. This is.
That's actually true. They are getting a lot of money from the government.
Yes.
Doing all these things.
Especially in America.
In America, research is the second biggest industry.
Let them research honestly. When they have failure in their research, they must accept the knowledge in the Vedas. Then it will be successful. They must admit their failure. Your business is to prove that they are failure. Then that is our task. It is not success, it is failure.
Yeah, actually that is true. It can be proved just from their own results. It's like Srila Prabhupada once told us that we should utilize their own findings to prove that they are wrong.
Failure.
Actually that it's possible. There are many scientific truths which are not reported. Something which they cannot explain, they just keep it hidden. But there are many facts like that. So we're compiling, we have a chapter called the Errors and the Defects in Science. So we're bringing all these errors and all this cheating.
That is satisfying for us. Bring the defects.
Even mathematician Sarapur, he found out that Newton himself cheated.
He must cheat. Any condition, so he must cheat. Because he is not perfect. He must cheat. To keep his prestige, he must cheat. four defects are there. Illusion, mistake, cheating, and impartiality. Brahmapumal, Karanavatam.
So when you bring out these hidden defects, then since these are there, but these are not normally reported to outside, but if we bring out, then they become quiet.
They are sitting, they are quiet. Mounang sammati lakhanam. As soon as they become quiet, that means admit, yes, I see. Otherwise he'll reprove. He knows that I am cheating in this one. So when somebody catches him, yes, he said, yes, then it keeps quiet. That means admit. That we have to do. Simply to find the defects. Brahm, Pramas, Karna, Pata, Vipalisa. Illusion, mistake, imperfection, and sin. These things are the properties of the conditions. What you will learn and what you will take is position is mistake, illusion, imperfection, and cheating. Anyone. Only one who is devotee, he will hesitate. Therefore, one who is not devotee, he will go on with these four assets, rascal assets. Mistake, illusion, imperfection, and cheating. This is their position. Falsely, they want to pose themselves as very learned scholars. You can keep yourself as false prestige, but why you mislead others?
That is also we are saying that you're saying a little too much. You're going a little too far.
Beyond your capacity.
Said, bring out that announcement.
Yeah, that is called a dwarf is trying to catch moon.
So there's no foundation that life should come from chemicals. That because if we analyze purely from scientific angle, scientific knowledge, there's no way that one can say like that. It's the knowledge that we have at the moment. They're saying a little too much. They know just little, but they extrapolate so much, and they are concluding
by place.
Yes. So we are saying that let's be honest try to analyze this from purely pure knowledge.
Why you become dishonest and at the same time be scientist? How is that?
Not only they themselves are dishonest, they teach this to the students.
Yeah.
Millions of students.
Cheating. That is cheating. To keep their position. So at least if you can prove that there is a dishonest and cheater, that will be awesome.
I think it would be a good idea for them to write articles in newspapers also.
We're trying to put many articles in many scientific journals too.
Yes.
Plus our journal.
That's more important. Ordinary newspaper has no help. If you write in the scientific journal, then it is very valuable.
Attract the scientists.
Scientists are their leaders now.
There's a journal very recently published in Science. It's called The Foundations of Physics. Started only about 6 or 7 years ago. There are a group of scientists like... Scientific American is also there. But yeah, we subscribe. Scientific American, and we use some of the, they have very nice pictures.
In 1916, when you entered college, you saw in our college, Scientific American. In Scientific American, long ago, in the 1960s, 1970s, I saw one picture that a human being is engaged constructing big skyscraper building, framework, iron, but he has lost his knowledge of soul. Mm-hmm. I saw this picture. He's busy externally for constructing the framework of a big skyscraper building, but he does not know what it means to him. This I saw in him. It is hurtful. He doesn't know what he is. What is going to happen. Mulanavijanati mami paparamabha. And for flimsy material activity, he is losing his opposite of life. And we are trying to save him. This is not important. Real importance is you know yourself. Katabhyanta. But we are being misled to be captivated by the huge iron shaft. But this iron shaft will help you. It will remain where you are constructed. You have to go with your subtle position and enter into another grass position that is defined from this grass position. You are lost. So what about that doctor from California? He is engaged here somewhere.
No, he's not from California, from Missouri. The doctor that came yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's involved in some research department in agriculture here.
Mm.
He's coming today. He came, he said he always wanted to see Srila Prabhupada in the United States. He came back in 1974. And he said he never got an opportunity to, but he heard about Srila Prabhupada. And he always wanted to see Srila Prabhupada, but he didn't get there. Personally, said so. He said he was very happy yesterday when he came. He praised very highly of Srila Prabhupada and spoke many nice things. And he even had the bead, neck bead. He said that he got that bead in the United States. A friend of his gave him. And he always worshipped Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. He had pictures. And he was telling me that when he was doing some experiments in agriculture, he always, when he had difficulty in doing the experiment, he would pray, and he said, the next day it will be all right. And he's very Krishna conscious.
He has become devoted.
Yes. So I requested him to do some experiments. I'm going to supply him all the details to do the experiment.
He didn't draw this paper.
Yeah, and... I told him that we'll publish it. And
we recruit our big scientists to write articles in our paper.
Yes.
That will be very nice.
It's a good chance to recruit people, scientists in India, because a lot of scientists are very religious.
Oh, yes. India, anyone who is born in India, he is naturally Krishna conscious. Simply, he has been misled by the so-called scientists. Otherwise, everyone is God. That is his special prerogative to take birth in India. Even a third class, fourth class man is God. Let's see, Vrindavan, one day in the morning walk, I entered on farmer's land. It was vacant, we were walking. So the proprietor, with his man, immediately came out and thanked me. Yeah, these are all great fortunes. You have come to my land. You bet here. So I immediately compared that this is India. Had it been in USA, I am a chess person. That is it. He felt obliged that I have gone to his land. It has become purified. And the West, your trespass, I shall kill it.
It's a private property.
I could immediately have it stayed in your living. We do not know how to honor a spiritual person. So by God's creation everything is nice, but this rascal, they have made everything bad. These so-called scientists. Do something now. This Christmas business. Print books, travel all over the world. Challenge them. Come on. Come on, rascal scientists. Here is Dr. Radhakrishna. He was also captivated by the scientist. He told him anything.
Radhakrishna?
Yes.
Perhaps in his Bhagavad Gita.
That was his business.
Srila Prabhupada, previously when Radhakrishna's Gita appeared, they had a very simple cover. Now the publishers have come up with a new edition of the Radhakrishna Gita, and they have copied you. They have put a picture of Krishna and Arjuna on the cover.
Okay.
Beautiful picture.
So because it is not selling them.
It is almost in every store, but they've copied your approach. They have put a very beautiful picture of Krishna and Arjuna on the cover.
They have imitated my picture and my book means they are not selling.
Now they're trying to sell this way, but they are in many stores.
But that is known.
Yeah.
Demand. Radha Krishna. He was a great scholar, but now the sale is reducing. Therefore, they are initiated.
This Gita sells for about 10 or 15 rupees, I think. So, our soft-bound Gita will compete with this Gita. Soft one really sells in stores for 15.
This Gita? Or this one?
No,
last year at the University of Emory, the head of the Department of Religion, his name is Fenton.
Yeah.
He has become a good friend of mine since I was there. So he was teaching Bhagavad Gita, but he was taking Radhakrishna's copy. But he said to the students that there are many things which are not correct in that Radhakrishna's...
everything is incorrect. He did not know anything about it. But he has admitted that from Bhagavad Gita it is difficult to prove God is impersonal.
No, that's
it. He has admitted. The Supreme Lord personally speaking.
Yes.
And who can be more greater authority? Now, that may say whatever you like. But we know physical suffering. So why is a mistake?
He gave a, we went together to the University of Florida, Gainesville. He gave a lecture in the Department of Physics, and his students and the professor. So, and we are speaking, and he made a calculation that life cannot come, say, given so much time. And the calculation came about from 10 to the 167 billion years. So the physics professor, right away, when he saw the slide, he said, that's completely fallacious, completely wrong. That's something like he was saying like that. Then he immediately said, let's wait for a moment and see how these things come out. So he showed us step by step how the calculation is done and how the theory that chance will produce life cannot be explain in terms of this pure mathematics. He showed slowly, and finally he came to the point that he was wrong.
This is the real proof of education.
So he was actually, we are joking that now they are accusing us that we are brainwashing. Now when you go out, we will brainwash them.
Yes, in science. Very good. Brainwashing for the good. If Krishna was present, it's a brainwashing, it's a brain cutting. Pondra, Pondra, the Pondra, who is presented as Narayan. Krishna cut his head, that's it. Not really washing, but cutting.
Everyone has his view.
Yes. Every rascal will give his own view. We have got to accept it. That is going on. Or then what it means, I think, in my opinion, in my view, we don't get it.
Those are the words. Those are very popular words used by, especially in science, to say, in my opinion, my view.
Well, you, first of all. You are a victim of the material laws. What is the value of your view? This is ahankar. Ahankar vimurat. One can give view when he thinks that I am something. Kattaham iti mannat. That is vimura. There is no value. So we know what he is. He is being pulled by the ear, prakriti, nature. Come here, sit down. He has to sit down. He is such independent. And what is the value of his view? Prakitakriyamanani guni karmani sarvas. He is acting under the laws of prakriti. And what is his view? A man is put into jail for criminality, and if he wants to give us some view, shall I have to accept? You are already criminal, you are undergoing imprisonment. What is the view?
Nobody will listen.
Huh?
Nobody will listen.
What is the value of the view? You have become criminal. You are being punished. And your view? So, purusha prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti jan guna karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma joni. The living entities within the conditional material existence and he is forced to be conducted by the three modes of material nature. So what is the value of his will? No. At least we, Krishna conscious, we shall not accept. That position we shall maintain. No view, sir. Only view, Krishna. What you are, your view. Don't give you any value. Stick to this point. And try to maintain sanity. Then it will be. Don't agree to make any compromise. Matta paratharam nanya intudasi dhananya. It is the supreme. The supreme view is shall take. Why does that get you? You are getting knowledge from a person. Nobody is greater than him. Nobody is equal to him. Why you suddenly accept the other nonsense view? Matta paratharam nanya intudasi dhananya. But sometimes scholars, they bring this view as to support his statement.
Yes,
that is right. We can choose our.
We also use the word the laws of nature.
Hmm.
The laws of nature, since science is already using the laws of nature, we are also using the laws of nature, but we say higher laws of nature. There we bring Paramatma.
The science, they do not know all the laws of nature.
They don't know, they know very little.
Yes. They know something, laws of nature, but they do not know fully. And if they do not know, who is the lawmaker? Laws of nature can be changed by the lawmaker. Just like we practically see this day. Today something is going on as a law, but tomorrow he can change.
Yes.
And that is God. Who can change? And who cannot change it and is forced to be under the laws of his, the living being. That is the difference. Mama Maya, Virataya. Mama, Krishna can change. Otherwise, how Krishna can say, Santa Sarupapi Bhama Krishna. Laws of nature is that if you have committed some sinful, you must suffer. How Krishna can say, we can say because he is the supreme. Therefore, laws are changed. I cannot change. One who can change is God. This is understanding of God. Nobody can change. There is this Agunama Imo. But Mami was a proper dancer. My aunt does see in a pretty thing, she has been such a man.
It is acceptable to them when we say the laws of nature. Yeah, the higher order laws of nature. Then by saying that, then what is that? They ask. Then we introduce this Paramatma. Then it is slightly acceptable.
Paramatma, Atman, Paramatma. Atma is under the laws of nature.
Yeah.
And Paramatma is above the laws of
nature. Yeah.